That's why people like you fail to believe, because you demand an explanation, and when you don't get one, you create
one. What the hell are you talking about?
Unanswered questions, tiny discrepancies in what people like you say is the way of the world.
This is insane.
The mind is a remarkable thing, Dr. Livingston. You know that as well as I do. People bend spoons, stop watches, Zen archers split arrows down the center one after another. We haven't begun to explore the mind's possibilities. If she's capable of putting a hole in her hand without benefit of a nail, why couldn't she split a tiny cell in her womb?
Hysterical parthenogenesis, is that what you mean?
Parthenogenesis?
The female's ability in lower life forms to reproduce alone.
I don't pretend to understand it biologically.
Why not Agnes?
2,000 years ago, some people believe a man was born without a father. Now, no intelligent person today accepts that without question. We want answers. Yes, that's the nature of science. But look at the answers we provide. An angel came to the woman in a shaft of light. Hysterical parthenogenesis. If those are the answers are crazy. And if those are the answers, no wonder people like you don't believe in miracles.
The virgin birth was a lie told to a cuckold husband by a frightened wife.
Oh, that's a plausible explanation. That's what you're looking for, right? Plausibility. But I believe that it's also the nature of science to wonder. And we can only wonder if we are willing to question without finding all the answers.
But we can find them.
You can look for them. There is a difference. There was no man at the convent on that night, and there was no way for any man to get in or out.
So you're saying God did it?
No, that's as much as saying Father Marshall did it. I'm saying God permitted it.
But how did it happen?
You'll never find the answer to everything, Doctor. One and one is two, yes, but that needs to...